This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We got 24 and a half more minutes of edumacation to bring forth unto thee. And Jonathan, JJ, and yours truly, Tim, here on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, and then we'll go back to the phones, gentlemen.
All right, here we go. My first question is, which president was born on the 4th of July? There's only one. Which president was born on the 4th of July? Second question, I'm going to add a new one. What do you call it when a bowler achieves three strikes in a row? What do you call it when a bowler...
A bowler.
Achieves three strikes in a row?
How do you say that again, John?
Bowl. Bowler.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted... Do we need a translator here?
Probably.
For people in the north?
Bowler.
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 Go ahead.
That's all I got.
Hey,
that's all I got.
Well, while we're there, this husband and wives, you know, I guess I wish we had Margaret and Herman on the line still, but the wife asked her husband, she said, have you seen the dog bowl? And he said, I didn't even know he could. Here's what I've got. First question. How many ribs does the typical human body have?
Typical
human body. Now, if you're out there and you're going down the fairway and you're hearing the carnival barker saying, ladies and gentlemen, step right up in this tent. You've got a guy with this many ribs.
Right.
We're not talking about that.
No, he's right by the bearded lady.
Yes. So how many ribs does a typical human body have? Second question, muscle car question.
Yeah.
Firebird, Camaro, and Roadrunner. What brands are each of those? I'm talking about, is it a Ford? Is it a Chrysler? You know, what brand is a Firebird, Camaro, and a Roadrunner? Three of the many awesome muscle cars. Third question. Let's see. I've added one. Yeah. In which sport are you playing if you're competing in the Davis Cup? Which sport are you playing if you're competing in the Davis Cup?
All right, here are my three questions. Kind of disappointing not any of them have been answered in an hour and 7 minutes or whatever it is. But I'll repeat them. Here we go. What is the main purpose or number one use of soybeans?
So you're looking out your window and you see all these soybeans in your backyard.
Mm, yeah.
You say,
are we driving
here,
down the road? Come over here.
Imagine how much of this they're going to be able to use from all these.
That's right. All these soybeans in your backyard, and you go, what can we use these for?
Yeah.
And here's the number one use of soybeans in the world. Okay, so number two, in the 1960s, all American girls wanted these two dolls. What are they? Name them. And number three, what are the top two most visited tourist sites in the United States? And I'm not talking about a city. So don't say Washington, D.C. or Atlanta or New York or whatever. No, I'm talking about sites, okay?
Like the world's largest ball of yarn in Kansas.
Yes, could be that. Well, these top two most visited sites are east of the Mississippi.
Oh, that's right.
Unless they move Kansas.
Well, those tornadoes, you remember what happened?
Well, that can happen.
Little clicking her little red shoes together.
You know, things are happening today we never thought possible.
That's true.
So Kansas could move over to, you know.
The east side.
East of the Mississippi.
Fly over Missouri and land in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Toto and everybody else. Yeah. All right.
Go ahead. Who's up?
All right. Next, we're going back to Arkansas, and Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, hello. Mark. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just in the hospital for a couple of weeks, for about two weeks ago. But I'm out, and me and my wife listen to you guys all the time. I've called before. She drives to Memphis 4 days a week, and we just love this radio station.
Well, sorry you were in the hospital,
but we're
glad you're out. You okay?
Yeah, I had a major hiatal hernia surgery.
Okay.
And I am much blessed to have competent doctors and be a vet and have the VA work on me. And
amen.
I'm at home recuperating, but good. I've been calling We all listen to you all the time. We refer to you guys as our buddies.
Wonderful.
We listen to you while she's driving, and it makes us feel like we're connected somehow, even though I'm not with her.
Amen. Well, thank you, Mark, and we are so glad that you're on the mend. And are you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
The Davis Cup one, because I'm more confident about it.
Oh, wow. I thought this one would take a little while. Which sport are you playing if you're competing in the Davis Cup?
I think it's tennis.
It's tennis. Nicely done.
Good job, Mark.
What tournament is that, or is that a what is that?
You know, I don't know anything about that. I saw it looking on a trivia site, and I know you got those different ones with the clay courts and all, but I said, well, Mark, this isn't something. This is. I know we got some tennis players.
Mark, how
out
do you
there.
Know? How do you know this, Mark?
I kind of favor trivia. I really don't even know where it's played or why it's named the Davis Cup, but I just happen to kind of know that it's.
So
I know it's not a golf question.
I got you. It's tennis.
It's tennis.
But it may be like the ultimate award for the best player of the year or something like that. Let me see. Because you got Wimbledon.
I know Wimbledon and some of those others.
You got the U.S. Open, the French Open. The Davis.
Indianapolis 500, some of those other when they hold the tennis racket out the window. That's a whole different thing.
You got badminton, which is in the tennis family.
That's it. I would say a second cousin twice removed.
Like a lot of those in Kentucky, right? So here says the man from Mississippi. So talking to the man from Arkansas.
Hey, that's right.
We got a bunch of geniuses around here.
Yeah.
The Davis Cup is the premier international team event in men's tennis. So it's a team event. It's kind of like a
doubles. You're playing doubles out there.
Yeah, Davis Cup. So anyway,
you
got it right.
Hey,
Mark, bring it.
Yeah, what's your question for us, Mark?
Mine's an Andy Griffith, Gomer Pyle question.
All right. Like a combo?
Andy Griffith. Well, it's kind of Gomer Pyle was a spinoff of Andy Griffith, of course. Mm-hmm. And in the Gomer Pyle show, his girlfriend's name was blank, and Sergeant Carter's girlfriend's name was blank. Can you name those two Marines' girlfriends?
Okay, don't say anything, Mark. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. Okay, there was always a Darlene in there somewhere in those shows in the 60s.
Well, that's true.
Huh?
That's true. I watched that show, but I don't remember.
Yeah, see, if we had
about Gomer and Sergeant Carter's girlfriends. What were their names?
Gomer Pyle's girlfriend and Sergeant Carter's girlfriend.
Darlene's as good as anything,
both of their girlfriends' name was Darlene. Yeah.
They're gonna Darlene and her other sister Darlene.
Hey, we don't know obviously what's the answer.
Come on,
Mark.
Darlene, you know what I mean. What answer?
Gomer's girlfriend's name was Luann Poobie.
Luann.
Yeah,
that's right.
Always gonna be a double name.
What's the next one?
Yeah. Sergeant Carter's girlfriend was Bunny Wilson.
Bunny.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Bunny Wilson.
Yeah, so Bunny Wilson and Luann who?
Poobie.
Okay, whatever happened to her?
P-O-O-B-E-Y, I guess. I'm not sure. But
do you know whatever?
Saccharine Southern drawl, and when her and Gomer talked, she was... she would have given a diabetic a overdose of sugar sweetness. That's for sure. She was definitely a Southern girl.
That was a country song.
Yeah, hey,
just had right through that.
You
what, what did you say? Sugar diabetes? What did you say?
An overdose of diabetes. She was so sugary, sweet. Hey, and Sergeant Carter, behind the scenes, a lot of people don't know this. When he got out of the military, he became a motivational speaker. Yeah, that it's just life is full of roses.
You just never know.
Yeah.
Twists and turns.
Yeah, tell everybody, encourage everybody, offer all kinds of inspiration.
He was the mentor to Tony Robbins. A lot of people don't know that.
Exactly.
Sergeant Carter was.
Right, yes, he was.
Yes, sir, Pyle.
All right, thanks, Mark. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
I just remember that show. Sergeant Carter would yell at Pyle. And he was, bless his heart, he was so naive, he didn't know he was being insulted. He just keeps smiling.
Smiling.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant Carter.
Yeah. Why thank you.
You had it good. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And Tim, Jonathan, and JJ, we go back to the phones.
All right, we're going to Georgia, and Julianne is on the line. Julianne, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Julian,
I'm sorry, I apologize.
That was a big boo-boo right there.
Yeah, it was. Not only do I sound Southern, I read Southern, too.
You got a nickel wrong. It was from 1913 to 1938, the Buffalo nickel.
Really?
Oh, 13 to 38.
Well, I'm going to have to recheck. I got that right off the internet. I can't believe the internet wasn't
accurate. Yeah, tell the truth,
And I guarantee you Google will get this one wrong. Who was the oldest lady in the Bible to have a baby? Now, you can Google it now. Okay. And what Google says.
All right. The oldest lady in the Bible to have a baby.
Well, it's going to be Sarah, isn't it?
No, sir.
I think that's one of those, it's too obvious. It's not the answer. It wasn't Sarah? Okay.
Oh, it's Methuselah's wife.
No, sir.
Mrs. Methuselah.
You're about to strike out, JJ.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you better tell us, Julian, what's the answer?
It was Eve. If you go to Genesis, the 5th chapter and the 3rd verse, Adam and Eve were made the same day, and Adam was 130 when Seth was born. So how old did that make his wife?
Wow. That's pretty good.
What's the answer? Yeah.
130.
Yeah, 130. Her name was Eve. She was the first palindrome in the Bible.
Imagine being 130 and finding out you're pregnant. Imagine that feeling that she had. Huh? It's a once in a...
And she was a palindrome, too.
Oh, palindrome.
Palindrome.
What does that mean?
Well, you know what? We got Methodists. We got Pentecostals, Presbyterians. I ain't going to fault her from being a palindrome, going to the first palindrome church there in the garden.
All right. Tell us, palindrome.
You better help us with that.
Spelled backwards or forward the same way.
Oh, yeah. Eve.
A word that's spelled backwards or
forward
the same way.
Oh, I got
like race car.
I got you.
Palindrome.
That's pretty clever right there.
Hey, now, race car is one of those that does that, Julian.
Race car?
Yes, sir.
Race car.
Radar.
Yeah.
Well, hey, do you want to answer? You want to take a chance on one of our questions?
Yeah. Give me one because I had trouble hearing on the radio, and I'm holding on this phone for 50 minutes.
Here we go, Julian. I'll ask you this question. What is the number... Are you going to listen to me, or you want to? Can you listen? Can you hear me?
Yeah, sir.
Okay, I'm going to ask.
Strikes in a row and bowling.
All right.
Have you got that one yet?
Bowling question.
So, what do you call it when a bowler achieves 3 strikes in a row?
It's a turkey.
That's right.
Nicely done.
Way to go.
Nicely done. Hey, have a great weekend, Julian.
All right.
Not to be confused with Julianne.
I apologize if I came off as rude there. I didn't mean to. He couldn't hear us. It's what he was saying.
Yeah.
And I was trying to
talk
louder.
Stepping on each other.
That he could hear us. So. Yeah. So.
I got that. I hope everybody else did.
Anyway, because we were talking over top of each other.
Right.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. All right. What's funny?
Oh, I was just thinking since I messed up this last name, and then we've got another one coming up. I just hope I don't mess up.
Well, you know.
The pressure's on now.
It is. You know, you're filling in for Ed Vestagler.
I know, and I'm not doing.
And Ed is, good. I mean, what he can do with names and words is just a paladin.
I'm not. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm not at that level.
Like a 3 on the floor.
Yeah. I probably need to check my feeler gauge. It may be off or something.
Well,
I don't know.
That can happen.
Yeah.
That can happen, you know.
It gets a little off, you know.
You take a Tylenol. You lay down. You think maybe it'll be better in the morning.
Yeah.
Or.
Who's next?
You know.
That's what we're on to, JJ.
Well, no, when I'm in doubt, I just remember stop, drop, and roll. I don't care if I'm at work, at church, Depends on what kind of shirt.
Four out in the parking lot.
That's right. If I'm in doubt of what I'm supposed to do, that works.
They just having a life crisis out there. He's dropping, rattling, stop, rolling. What?
Who's stop, drop, and roll.
Oh,
Orban from Texas. Howdy, Orban.
All right, sir, tell me what we're going to do. How's that for being putting it in granny and putting three on the tree and popping the clutch and stepping on the starter? How's that?
Hey. He knows.
Yeah.
Is that the Navajo?
No, that was, he was doing Morse code, but he added one little thing. If you're in an old truck, like when I had a 51 Chevy, you turn the key over on, but the starter button is up there, and you step on it with your foot. And everybody, baby boomers know that your dimmer switch, it was on the left side, yeah. And it was a little button on the floorboard, and you'd make your lights bright
or dim.
Hey, Orban, what was that Morse code? What were you telling us? Were you asking for help?
Oh, I was just going to tell you, I'm a code talker, too, and so is your Adam 12, your technician there. He's a code talker, too.
Right. Ham radio.
Adam Suddeth.
Yeah. Yes, ham radio.
You're talking about ham radio?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ham radio still out there. I mean, still people talking around the world on ham radio. How far away have anybody been that you've talked to, Orban?
I've worked long paths many times in Alaska, and that's working all the way around the world, talking to people on the other side of the country, and you just work long paths. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before, but that's going around the world. But, signal.
Okay, so you personally, what's the furthest away from you that you've talked to another person on ham radio?
When I was in Wiseman, Alaska, I worked down under a long path. My signal's going around the world, down under.
To Australia.
So you were in Alaska and...
talking to somebody in Australia.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Wow, that's amazing. Impressive. Hey, yeah. Orban, ask, yeah. answer, or do both, sir.
Okay, now, Tim, you asked Jonathan a question, and you referred to a Western question. I've got a Western question for you.
Okay.
Livestock auction, or livestock brands. I'm going to ask you a question pertaining to brand. You can brand a lot of your stock with hot iron, or you can do it with a freeze brand. You put it in liquid nitrogen and do it that way. But what is the age requirement to own a registered livestock brand in Texas? Now, I don't know about Mississippi. I know in Mississippi at different ages, you know, you have to be 11 years old to use a telephone there.
Right.
But
yeah.
In here, what is the age? And I'll give you some suggestions if you need them. But what is the age requirement to own a registered livestock brand?
Don't say anything, Orban. First of all, I don't know anything about this industry, but I'm going to guess it would be the same age as a. As you would qualify for your driver's license, or either legal age, like 18.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with 18. What do you think?
Well,
or six.
I'm gonna say it's even younger, just because Texas is so big with cattle ranches and everything else.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess like 10 years old.
Okay. What about you? So pre-puberty, you can own your own cattle brand.
I think so, just because it's such a big thing
did
there.
Did you say 16?
Huh?
Did you say?
I said 16.
That's what I'm going to go 16. With, 16.
Orban, what's the answer?
Okay, now, you can take a livestock brand, and you can go into your favorite steakhouse and brand up above the table you sit at, and then when you go back there, if somebody's ordered beef and you they're at your table and you got your brand up there, you can try to find them for being the cattle rustlers. But the age requirement is... zero. You do not have to be any age to own a registered brand, livestock brand in Texas. You just have to go down to your courthouse and get the brain book and look up and make sure nobody else has used it.
You need to be able to walk, though. I'm talking about if you're going to go down to the courthouse and sign some papers for your legal brand, you need to be able
for 10 years.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking at least, what would you say, two or three?
At least.
In that range?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting, Orban. We did not know that. Anyway.
This city fellow.
Thank you, Brother Orban. Appreciate it, man. You're a faithful, loyal listener and caller. Appreciate it. Go ahead.
This city fellow from New York moved to Texas, who's going to open up, start raising cattle.
Yeah.
And so they went and got a bunch of cattle, and then they were trying to decide on a brand. And his wife wanted to do Susie Q, and another daughter wanted to do Yippee-Yi-Oh-Ki-Yay, and then he wanted to do a long little doggy. So they just named their ranch and had their brand all of those. Susie Q, Yippee-Yi-Oh-Ki-Yay, a long little doggy. He went back after buying 100 head, he went back to buy some more, and they said, wow, you're going to have a large ranch. You already bought 100 head. He said, well, unfortunately, none of them survived the branding.
They were probably cooked to a medium by the time the brand got on.
Medium
right?
Well.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phones, Jonathan. Who's next?
We're in Tennessee, and here's another name. Maybe I'll get this right. Justice in Tennessee?
Yes.
All right.
How are you doing, Justice? Where are you calling? Where are you calling from?
Holenwall, Tennessee. Okay.
What's the name of the town?
Holenwall.
Oh, Holenwall. Oh, yeah. Right on the Natchez Trace Parkway, right?
Yeah.
Nearby there. All right. Well, listen. Thanks for calling, Justice. Answer, ask, or both?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
The only person born on July 4th.
There you go. July 4th.
All right. Here's the question. Which president was born on the 4th of July?
Calvin Coolidge.
That is
correct. Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah. How'd you know that?
I love U.S. presidents.
Okay. President. Well, that's great. You knew that. That's very knowledgeable. Oh, you want to go ahead and ask your question of us. We're running out of time today.
Which country was celebrating the 125th anniversary becoming country?
Which country is now celebrating
125 years?
Oh,
well, that's a young country.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Bangladesh.
Bangladesh is right there.
Young.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say, we don't know. What's the answer?
Yeah.
Australia,
land of the prisoners.
I told my kids.
We're out of time. I'm sorry. I apologize to having to rush.
Yeah, for Justice.
And next week we'll get the other caller on.
I told my daughters that, that Australia was a penal colony and they dropped off all the prisoners. So
That's how it all started.
Yeah, every one of them that do that Ancestry.com, their great-great-grandmother and grandfather were a murderer or a pirate.
What do you got that hasn't been answered?
That was my last question.
Go ahead, JJ.
How many ribs in the human body?
I don't know, 36?
24.
Under normal.
Muscle cars, Jonathan, Firebird, Camaro, and Roadrunner, go.
Pontiac, Chevy, and Chrysler?
Plymouth Roadrunner.
What is the number one use of soybeans? It's to feed animals. That's the number one use of soybeans.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Number two, in the 1960s, All-American Girls, one of these two dolls.
Barbie, but who else?
Yeah.
Kathy Chatty. And finally, what are the two most visited tourist sites in the United States?
Niagara Falls is my one guess.
Well, and the Statue of Liberty.
Times Square and Disney World. In Orlando.
Wow.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here Monday.